Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Beginning of the week, and we got a lot of celebrity news to cover with our awesome journalism, honey. So let's get to it. Heidi and Frank are out today, so ATL will be holding it down for you solo. But we got the captain of our ship, our friend, our homie, the one and only Ricky Smiley here.
Chocolate.
How you doing, baby? How you doing?
Take a bath.
Oh, my God. Let me pass out. Later on, y'all, we got lots of feuds going on. The Game drags Kim Kardashian. Daniel Radcliffe isn't a fan of Tom Brady. And Terry Crews is mad at D.L. Hughley. Lord have mercy. And Lolo Jones and Tamar Braxton are fighting inside the Big Brother house. But first, we got some positive things. HK, can I get that from you, darling?
Oh, yes. Namaste. Now, last night was the 25th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards, where actors award other actors for their work in television and film. And as expected, Glenn Close won for Best Actress for The Wife, beating Lady Gaga, and Rami Malek won Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. Great movie if you ain't seen it yet.
Okay.
But two surprises went down when Black Panther won for Best Cast, which is pretty much the equivalent of winning for Best Picture.
Congrats.
And Emily Blunt won for Best Supporting Actress for A Quiet Place, even though she isn't even nominated for the Oscars. In her acceptance speech, she acknowledged her husband and the movie's director, actor John Krasinski, and her speech actually brought tears to her husband's eyes. Take a look.
I am going to share this completely with my husband, John Krasinski, who... because the entire experience of doing this with you has completely pierced my heart directly. You are a stunning filmmaker. I'm so lucky.
But now I just couldn't take my eyes off this girl's dress. Her dress is like fallopian tubes.
Miss Fallopian Klein.
He gave me. But I love the way he cried, though, because it wasn't a full-on ugly cry.
Right.
It was just, you could see his eyes misting up a little bit. That's so sweet.
That's real love. You can tell that they listen to Air Supply.
What?
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
Song, ain't it?
Absolutely.
Have you ever had a woman make you cry, say something so sweet?
Well, no. Anita Baker sung to me one time, Just Because You're You. I was sitting on the side of the stage,
and that's
the first time a woman ever sung to me, and I really cried.
And baby, it was Anita Baker. I'd have cried too.
Yeah, she said, Just Because You're You. And she sung and dedicated to me in front of 60,000 people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my nose was running and whatever. They had to come over. They had to fan me.
Tears at the SAG Awards. There were also some laughs as well. Former Cosby Show actor Jeffrey Owens was invited to the awards to tell his How I Became an Actor story. And of course, he had to mention he worked at Trader Joe's, which definitely got some laughs. But funny man Tracy Morgan, who was presenting the award for Best Comedy Ensemble, probably made the funniest joke of the night with the advice he gave as a former winner of the same award. Take a look.
Trust me when I say as a former winner, if you win this award tonight and get hit by a Walmart truck and survive with all your arms and legs, you're gonna be set for life. You can trust that.
Y'all, and the joke was so funny that Tracy actually went on to present the winner instead of going over the nominees. Like, he was that taken with the joke.
Oh, really? Sometimes you get in a moment as a comedian when you get in a zone, and when that crowd start laughing or whatever, sometimes your comedy routine just kind of kicked in, and you'd be like, okay, why am I here? What am I doing? Yeah, that happened.
Okay.
And he probably didn't know it was going to land that well. You know what I'm saying?
But they say he received $90 million?
Oh, yeah, he's straight.
Damn.
Yeah, he real good.
He
good.
Really That's almost how you know he died loved what for he real.
Mm-hmm. Right. If I had $90 million, y'all would never see me again.
Okay. I would be on an island somewhere.
Right.
So, Rick, how much money would it take for you to stop doing Dish Nation?
Another $10,000 to $11,000. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah, 90 million. I would still do Dish Nation or whatever, you know.
Ricky, you're doing Dish Nation now and you're rich as hell. I like that. Oh, man, I think this might get ugly, y'all. Over the weekend, the rapper Game had a lot to say about Kanye West's wife, Kim Kardashian. He made a diss song with some pretty racy lyrics on an alleged sex encounter that he had with Kim K, y'all. Take a listen.
I held Kim Kardashian by I made a my kids until she choked me. I should apologize, cause you ain't my folks. This wrong and vice lords and folks.
Right. Because like, what can you do? It's the game. Well, and he is about that life.
Yeah, but the game ain't Jesus hell.
Yeah,
Drake and all them other people. Yeah, he can go ahead and get the game.
But you know, in hip-hop, you kind of say what you want to say.
But back in the day, didn't he? Wasn't he, like, extra cool with Kanye? Because he had a song.
They had clearly a couple something happened.
Yeah, he had a song where he talked about if anybody ever even came at Kanye and Kim, he would have something to say.
Well, of course, he clearly came at Kim.
He came, at
Wow.
Nice wordplay, head crack.
But is the game relevant, though? I mean, he's just the next one.
No, he's very relevant. Yes, he's very relevant enough. In the rap world.
We talking about it
on TV.
Right.
Wow. I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, only thing Kanye could really do at this point is either come out with, like, some just scathing record going at him that really goes in, which you know he's going to have writers to do that because Kanye doesn't really write that much these days.
Well, you know, the rap game is hardcore. Like, head crack, okay, if somebody came at you with saying something like this about your wife, would you take it all, oh, it's just music, and then run in the studio?
Hell no.
What would you do?
I mean, first you got to come through with the records. Right. And then, like, depending on which our relationship is at, it may or may not be on site.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Like, you got to defend the home front, win, lose, or draw, because you can't, like, have people thinking that you're some type of chump and people can just say whatever they want to say about
it. No, it's almost like a bullying thing. If you don't stop the bully from bothering you, then you'll continue to get bullied.
The only worst thing that can happen is, like, you know, Kanye tried to run up on Game. Game beat him up and made a record about that.
And I'm going to tell you, Game is a real gangster because he beat up his grandmother's boyfriend.
Yep.
Remember that?
He did.
Damn, in real life?
Yeah.
No, Game don't play. He's a gangster for real.
He told us about it. He was sitting right here. He told us about it. And we were on the floor. We were crying.
I think he should be an MMA fighter.
I think so, too.
Well, he get to say what he want to say. Kanye, just take it. We all understand.
Yeah. We took it. We all felt it.
Yeah.
We felt it for you, so don't worry.
Just take that L.
Yeah, just take it.
Well, speaking of L's, the Super Bowl's coming up this weekend, and there's no surprises. A lot of people rooting against the Patriots, including Harry Potter actor Daniel Radcliffe, who probably wish he could cast a spell and make them all disappear. So Daniel Radcliffe stopped by the Variety Studio at Sundance, not only to share who he's rooting for the upcoming Super Bowl, but to blast the Patriots quarterback Tom Brady after he was spotted in 2015 with the MAGA hat in his locker, which probably, you know, made him lose a few fans. Take a look.
Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Browns.
Should Tom Brady retire?
No. But, like, you just should stop winning things.
It's not fun.
Take that MAGA hat out your locker. I feel like that was the moment when, as a country, we were all like, oh, come on, dude. We all want to be, you know, you're awesome and behind you. Don't put that in there. So, Rams.
Oh, yeah, I concur.
I concur
he's a big-time Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. I never liked him after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just saw Tom Brady last night on Oprah on Super Soul Sunday, and he just won my heart. He kisses his kids in the mouth in the morning.
I'm sure he do.
He loves his kids.
And that don't mean he love black people.
That sure
does. Okay, even though he played 50 Cent to get ready to.
Right, and sometimes, you know, you may have expressed your politics in the past. We may have known he was a Republican, et cetera, but like y'all said, to keep the MAGA hat in the locker and just keep it relevant, you shouldn't do.
Yeah, I hope they lose, man, so I'm pulling for the Rams. Yeah, let's go Rams.
Well, y'all, many of the Real Housewives threw a baby shower for Andy Cohen, and we'll give you all the details right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Turner. Portia, you might want to take notes because this is gold. Housewives Kyle Richards, Ramona Singer, NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Vicky G gathered together over 50 housewives to celebrate the soon-to-be father. Watch What Happens Live host Andy Cohen by throwing him an epic baby shower at the Palms, Beverly Hills.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Fabulous.
Okay.
That's a lot of franchises in one building.
Grand, honey. And it was stunning, darling. The walls were adorned with beautiful flowers, and guests dined at a grand table fit for royalty, honey. Then the drinks were flowing, and before you knew it, housewives were dancing on the tables like they was at a strip club in the ATL, baby.
I missed out.
Yes, you missed out. Andy's party and his shower was definitely lit. Portia, where was you at?
Well, my niece's birthday was this weekend.
Didn't go to Andy's party for your niece?
What?
My actual niece.
She's gonna get fired. Are you crying out the door?
Peach next season, girl.
She's
gonna be holding the seed.
Yeah, she's gonna be holding a can of peaches.
Well, since we talk about turn-ups, we might as well talk about the drama on Celebrity Big Brother. It seems like three-time Olympic medalist Lolo Jones wants all the smoke. She got into a heated exchange with Tamar Braxton, and let's just say Lolo was not there for Tamar's shenanigans at all. Check this out.
Here's the problem, Tay. You want me to tell you what happened, and then you snap off on me. Why would I continue to tell you? No, I'm going to start because you want to tell me, you asked me what the and then you pop off. So why the would I not get mad, Tay? You do this every day. Like, don't start with me.
What you need to do is calm down.
And you know what?
That's what you need to do is calm down and stop popping off.
Somebody call me a bitch. I'm just going to start yanking.
Then do it.
Then say it.
I said, then do it.
Then say it.
Do it.
Then say it.
Tamar was in her feelings because she believed Lolo wasn't playing an honest game, and that's what kind of triggered the argument. But it got crazy, and the feed got cut. There's rumors saying that she got slapped so hard her glasses flew off and her hair grew just a little bit.
Wait, they actually got physical?
Yo, and you know, Lolo... She looked like she built for destruction. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she got that traffic.
I thought she was an MMA fighter.
When she got out of bed, I got real quiet.
Okay. Yeah, man,
Did y'all see her shoulders? Did y'all see the shoulders?
Yeah. Those shoulders were made for slapping.
They were. Just her mouth game when she was like, y'all don't around. I was like, she's not playing.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk again until she got back in the bed and fell asleep. Nah. That's what I
got to
say.
I'd be like, girl, calm down.
Yeah, black people don't get out of bed that
no,
quick.
No,
We sit on the side of the bed and we pray, thank God. That white woman got right up out there.
What'd you say, didn't she?
And those glasses that Tamar were wearing, like, no one has won a battle wearing glasses like that since Kumo D.
So, not unless she lift them and she got lasers. All right, y'all. Well, moving on to something a little more positive, our very own Ricky Smiley. Ooh, ooh. Yes, word on the street, you will be hosting the Wendy Williams Show tomorrow.
Hey.
Yeah. So let everybody know what we can expect from you.
I'm really excited to sit at the tape. I'm excited about the monologue, the stories. I get to talk a little bit of trash and just kind of, you know, bring a little Dish Nation flavor to the Wendy Williams Show.
Absolutely, got to keep it funny,
keep it moving, or whatever. You know, I got my mustache trimmed. I'm ready.
Yeah, you're looking real slick for him.
Yeah.
We're gonna be tuned in. Wishing we were sitting right next to you, though.
I think they're gonna make it happen. Just hold on. I gotta go up there and work my little mess.
We know you got our back. We cheering for you.
Yeah, we on your coattail. We want to go next time.
Okay.
All right. Well, up next, Terry Crews and D.L. Hughley have words, baby, for each other, honey. And I'm gonna tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody!
Yeah,
yes. Well, Terry Crews may be ready to put them Hanes and them feet on a few people.
Uh-oh.
Now, just to rewind a bit, Crews sued Hollywood exec Adam Vinet for allegedly grabbing and squeezing his crotch in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
And since then, he's been an advocate for the hashtag MeToo movement. But he's also been harshly criticized by a few people like 50 Cent, Russell Simmons, and now D.L. Hughley, who slammed the actor for not fighting back against his accuser. Take a look.
What do you think of the whole Terry Crews thing?
I think it's hard for me to
think that a dude with all those muscles can't tell an agent to not touch his ass. I think that now everybody's so into this notion that, me too, it happened to me too. Hey, God gave you muscles so you could say no.
After this interview got out, Cruz responded to DL with, "You told the world God gave me muscles so I could say no? Are you implying I wanted to be sexually assaulted? I'm listening, sir." He added, "No, sir. If you truly feel that is a correct way to deal with toxic behavior, should I slap out of you?"
Whoa! If he would have hit that guy, beat that guy, they would have called him an angry black man.
This is true.
He would have lost his job in Hollywood.
This is true.
Definitely would not act ever again.
He was not in a position of privilege to take advantage of his muscles, okay?
Exactly.
Trust me, if he could have, he would have.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, D.L., by D.L. Hughley being a comedian. Do you think he was just joking?
No, I think he was serious. Because there's a lot of people who felt the same way D.L. Hughley feels. Like, yo, man, like, I don't care who that is. You got to make an example. But they're not in the same position that Terry Crews is in. Because, like, you know, if you piss off the wrong people in certain networks, you just kind of disappear.
But I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I mean, DL must be pretty bold because we all know why he didn't hit that man, that agent. But he can whip your ass anytime he feel like
he it. He can't beat DL because he's like big. That don't mean he could beat DL.
They don't have the same power struggle. If he see you know, DL.
DL from the hood, though.
DL, I mean, from California.
DL from the hood.
Like, I think DL like a Crip. DL.
Like a real.
DL got goons.
DL got them haze. That's right.
All right, now moving on. Yo, Portia, I know you don't want to get all crazy and do this to your face like singer Kelsey Carter did. So apparently she's ultra desperate and she's been trying to record a song with Harry Styles for his next album. And she went above and beyond a Call of Duty and did this to her face. She tattooed his face on her cheek.
God.
Is this real?
Yeah.
I hope not, but you see the little irritation. It looks like it might be real.
It looked bruised, don't it?
Yeah. And she's a pretty girl. Why would she do that?
I just want to know who this tattoo artist is, because he don't look like Harry Styles.
That don't look like Harry Styles. No, I don't know who that looked like.
Like the Gerber baby.
Yeah.
The Gerber baby all grown up. Wow. She might get an endorsement for baby food.
Now, if somebody did that to one of y'all, right, would you feel more compelled to work with them?
Call,
or you'd be like, yo, this person's crazy?
Compelled to get a restraining order and run.
Like, she gonna have to do them injections to make her change her skin tone.
No, boy, she gonna have to have her whole head amputated.
Oh,
up next, it's never too early for Gary's Bikini Body Watch. All right, y'all, we'll be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
It's time for Gary's
Bikini Body Wash.
Now, summer is coming quicker y'all than we think is, and you know, honey, you need to make sure your snapback portion is together. So I decided to give you a little inspiration. One of my favorite couples, Kelly River and her husband, Mark Consuelos, showed off their rock-hard abs while in Mexico, and it's everything.
That's a nice body there.
I'm mad at her for that. Yes.
Yes, Mark.
Oh. I'm not mad at them.
What a hot little couple.
Now, y'all, that's how you keep it together, baby, and keep it sexy, honey. Okay, now, y'all have a lot of catching up to do. Ricky, starting off
y'all,
with you.
Y'all, I know you ain't great. Talking.
You try. You need to start with the man in the mirror, honey. Make a change for once in your life.
Ask him to change his ways.
Okay.
The man in the thong.
Okay.
That's what he be trying to put on and stuff.
And we'll wear it.
Don't try to put it off on me. Look at y'all. Look at all y'all. Y'all look a mess.
What you got to say about Brad? I don't show you nothing,
you
darling.
Boy, what you do?
Yeah, what she do?
World stop.
It's like removing a tarp from a really nice car.
You have to chime
in the trunk.
Her butt makes a rare appearance every now and then. Mm-hmm.
Brett filed separate taxes for her ass.
Oh.
Separate taxes.
State and local.
Oh, there you go.
There go Brad and her dependents. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.